ever tried watching your athlete's game from anywhere in the world? With Replayer, you actually can. I had a friend watch his son's game live from his flight. My son watched a live game from the car while we were driving up the California coast. It doesn't matter where you are, grandparents across the country, cousins on the other side of the world, teammates who just moved away, set up the camera, hit go live, and everyone with a link is right there on the sideline. Live streaming is free. Unlimited games, unlimited teams, unlimited users. No complex tiers. Everyone gets access. And forget waiting hours for footage. I recorded a 60-minute game, and it was ready in 5 minutes. Players were clipping highlights on the ride home. One camera, made in the USA, unlimited everything. If you never want to miss those moments, head to replayer.com. The link is in the show notes. Hey soccer friends, I just want to give a shout out to our partner, TeamPlayer. They are changing the game on how you find the perfect soccer team for your player. Parents, this means no more endless social media scrolling to find information on teams. With TeamPlayer, everything you need to know is just a few clicks away. It's simple, straightforward, and lets you find the best coach and team for your player without any of the usual headaches. And coaches, we all know how tough it can be to get your team noticed, but when you subscribe to one of TeamPlayer's team plans, you instantly get access to set up an online team profile that allows you to reach more potential players and showcase what your team is all about. It's super easy and lets players and parents see why your team could be the right fit for them. And if you sign up using the promo code PITCH, you can try any team plan free for 1 month. So whether you're managing a team or searching for one, come on over to www.teamplayer.us. That is TeamPlayer.us. And come give TeamPlayer a look.
Family-owned Soccer Innovation is your go-to source for top-quality equipment. Whether you're a player, a supportive family member, or a dedicated coach, they have everything you need to elevate your game. For players, their innovative equipment are designed to boost your skills and performance on the pitch. From their agility cones to their portable goals, they have you covered. And family members, they offer durable equipment that's built to last because we know your support is critical to your player. Coaches, trust me, they can provide the equipment you need to run effective training sessions and shape the next generation of soccer players. Visit Soccer Innovations at soccerinnovations.com to start elevating your game with them.
And if you use the code PITCH, P-I-T-C-H, you can receive up to 10% off your next order. Hello, and welcome back to Chat by the Pitch. This is Ian Babcock, your host. This week, I have Ben Edwards. He is the guru of camera systems. He knows so much about these systems through trial and error. You'll hear it in his interview. So I broke this down into two episodes. It was about a 90-minute interview when we were all said and done. So I thought two 45-minute episodes would be much better for everyone. So let's start this chat and head to the pitch.
I'm Ben Edwards with Easy Sport Video, and I'm a soccer parent. We have three kids that play soccer, and a soccer fan in general. So I played soccer as a kid, played soccer growing up. So I've always been a fan of the game. I have a technology background, so I've always been a technology person. And also, I've always just enjoyed capturing the moment with pictures or video. So all those things came together as our kids started playing soccer, and I was always the one on the sideline, like recording with my camera and putting it on Google Cloud and sending links to parents. So that was something that I did when they were little. And then as I got more into it, I actually started signing up for like classes on how to do a good job of recording a game so you have the footage for tactically and also highlights, and buying more equipment. And then that was the path I was on. And then I ended up, there was a game where all my equipment got stolen out of my trunk of my car. Like I had a, I was using like one of those like DSLR, and I had a camera and like the SD cards and the tripod and the whole, all the stuff that I used. And it was one of those days where we had three or four games in a row. You go from game to game, and in between some of them, I had all the stuff in my trunk, so it got stolen. And so then I was looking for, what do I replace it with? And that is when I went to United Soccer Coaches Convention, and that's where I ran into some of the camera systems. And that's how I started evaluating them. And I wanted to buy one, and I had to convince my wife that it was a good idea to spend all that money. And so that's why I got more involved in like how they worked and what it would bring. And that, anyway, that's how I got started. So
that's awesome. That's an awesome journey. It stinks everything got stolen, but it allowed open doors for different avenues for you.
Like a reset. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, it saved me some time because I was in the middle of taking this class on being a good videographer for sports, for soccer, like a course that I bought and paid for. And then, so once I saw these cameras, I was like, oh, I have one of these cameras and I don't have to worry about taking that course. I just set it up and hit start. So it was, it was unfortunate, but it's led to the next step. So
that's awesome. So as you've gone through your journey, and I came across you on social media because of that's where we spend all of our time, I feel, looking for advice on these parenting sites for sports. And your background, that's what fascinated me. You have started to pick up, we'll start with the systems that are out there. I was recommended to you by Vio because you're linked to them in some form. I don't know if you still are. It's been a while since we've talked about that part, but I know you still use them. With all the systems out there, can you give me the top maybe three to five brands that are on the market that you would recommend for parents to start their journey of looking at how to record their players?
Sure. And people, I get a lot of like emails and phone calls about that. And really the way that I start the conversation is by asking questions, because it really depends on what they're trying to accomplish. Because there's different alternatives in terms of budgets and what you're looking to get out of it. And so there weren't that many options. When I was telling you, when I was at the convention, that's when I ran into VO, and that was the only one that was around really at that point in time, or that I knew of. And so over as I started experimenting with it, then I started like buying more systems and like testing them out. And there are the way that you capture, or it really has more to do with how you're going to use the footage. What are you going to do with the footage? Is it going to be something where the three kind of main ways that people use the footage typically are that we want highlights just to like, you know, recording or highlights just to watch themselves, with their family, with their friends. And then the other way, the second way is that it's for coaching purposes. Sometimes it's like just a parent and the kid, a coaching perspective. And sometimes it's the coach and the whole team. But so it's like a learning tool basically. And then the third way is capturing kind of information, or not information, capturing video for, usually it's like for some kind of like promotion or recruitment, whether you'd want to go to the next level, whatever that is. If you want to go to a better club, you want to go to college, or you want to go professional. Those are the three general areas. And so the reason, and it also depends on the age group too. So if a player is younger player and they're playing on a small field and you really just want the footage, you don't really want to put a whole lot of investment into it, you can get into it on the low end with something like the Ekbot Go, which is basically, it's like an app and it's like a smart gimbal and an app. And you put it on your phone, and then you put that up on the sideline, and it actually uses your phone to do the recording. And that is that's like the lowest cost entry point. And I've used it. I haven't used the latest version of it yet, because I know they've come out with the remote now that lets you control it a little bit from the ground. Because once you raise it up, there were some challenges with it being up and you couldn't reach it, and so you couldn't change things and change settings and stuff. So there's a remote, but like when I used it, it worked pretty well for the smaller size fields. And so if you had a 5v5 or a smaller field, then it worked really well. So the price point was low and the fields were small. So you weren't putting a lot of investment into it and the capture. And you just really, at that point, really, you just want it for enjoyment. And so that's an example of like how you when people ask which system is best, it really depends on, there's a lot of questions like, what age group is it? How big is the field? What are you going to use the footage for? So there's a lot of questions that we ask. Some of the well-known players that people have seen on the sidelines, obviously the green ones are the VO. The kind of like the blue ones are the Trace. The white ones, there's two white ones now. There's like the Pixelot Air, and then there's also the Huddle. Those are both white. Because a lot of times you can tell by the color. There's another one that's red that's coming out that's called Replayer. That I don't have that one yet, but I pre-ordered it a while back and they've been working on it. But all those ones that I just mentioned are the same kind of camera in terms of like they're an automated recording system. So basically what that means is you put it up in midfield, use some kind of an app, and then you start it. And then once it starts, then your job as a parent is finished. Your job as a parent is to make sure the battery is charged. And you get there early, because the first time you do it, you're going to have some questions. It's not going to work. And you're not going to be able to connect. And you're going to be stressed out. And so the first time you use it, you want to get there early and then make sure the battery is charged. And make sure you have the app on your phone, because they all have an app. And then once you've done that and you start it, then you're done. And then you can just enjoy the game. So that's all kind of all those ones, like VO, Trace, Pixelot, Huddle, Replayer, they all fall into that same kind of umbrella. And then they all kind of work the same way. They have a hard drive in the camera. They have two or three lenses that capture the game and they store on the hard drive. And some of them have, like the VO and the Huddle, and I think the Replayer will, they have also the ability to do data. They can like either live stream or upload while it's happening. But all of them record to a hard drive on the camera. And then when the game is over, you connect that to the internet. Some of them have Wi-Fi, like VO and Huddle. I think you can do it over Wi-Fi. The other ones, you actually use an Ethernet cord and you plug it into the internet. And then that footage then gets uploaded into the cloud, into their system. And that's when that kind of does like the processing of, because usually there's two or three lenses. So it has to take those images and it has to splice them together. And then it also has to do the processing of following the ball, like where basically understanding the game and processing analytics. Now, some of them do it, some of that on the camera itself, because like they started at making the cameras smarter. And when they first started, it was just put it on the hard drive and then upload it and the cloud did it. Now some of them are starting to get smarter in the camera, which is cool. They actually had to do that for live streaming, right? If you're going to live stream, you have to process it on the camera. So like VO and Huddle do something on the camera. And then, so from a parent's perspective, the footage it will be ready at some point. Now the other kind of category are the ones that don't have, it's not as comprehensive of a system. And those are the ones where you basically take an SD card and you put it into the camera and then the camera records it. And then there's some post-processing done on the video and the SD card. And those are ones like there's the Pixper Team, there's the CS Play. There's some newer ones. CS Play is new. Camera Pan is new. There's another one called Action Stitch. And so those ones basically the Pixper Team actually uses a camcorder on top of like a robot. And then it physically like pans and zooms the actual camcorder. The other ones, like the CS Play and the Action Stitch, they use like a GoPro, kind of GoPro-like cameras, one on each half, and then put it to an SD card, and there's some processing that happens afterwards. And then the camera pan one's a little different. It uses its own like camera with an SD card. But all of those, what's similar is the cost. There's less of a recurring cost, because the first set of cameras I talked about, those ones, they have a cloud component. And so they have a cost of the plan, right? Like the footage has to be stored on the cloud. And there's also a lot of like processing power, because they do a lot of analytics and processing. And so those ones have a recurring cost of, they call it a plan or subscription, or whatever. So this other group I'm talking about that doesn't have that cost, typically there's more work for the parent or the coach or whoever. So the kind of the automated cameras, really all you have to do is make sure it's charged, hit it, start, and then upload it, and then that's all you have to do. The ones that are less automated, that aren't a total system, the cost is lower, but there's more work required. So you have to, when you're done, you have to take the SD cards out, and then you have to do something with that footage, right? Whatever it is. And then I can't remember if I mentioned in that second group the Pixlot. I think I did the Pixlot Air. That's one of the automated camera systems. Yeah, I did. Okay. So that's an overview of, and then the Xbox Go is a little different because it actually puts it on your phone. And there's things there, like you have to make sure you have space in your phone, you have to make sure your phone is charged. And so those are some of the, there's actually another system called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it, it's called Spidio, which falls into the kind of the second category where it's all automated. I haven't used that one myself because when I met them at the United Soccer Coaches Convention, and they did a demo for me, and it was really slick. A lot of universities have been using that one. I think the cost is higher for that system, or at least it had been. I know they came out with, I saw just recently they came out with a new version. I think they call it like the Smart Cam 3 or something, that might be maybe targeted more towards like clubs than universities. So I haven't used that one myself, but I know that because we have a site where we help people sell their old cameras. And so one of the college coaches that I was helping him sell some of the old BOs, because they had changed to Spidio because it had pretty good capabilities like on the sideline. Although that is one thing about the companies is that they're definitely innovating and they're catching up. I know BO added they added like the instant playback. So now you can actually, as it's recording, you can pull it up like on your device, and there's like a 2 minute lag or something. So you can actually watch it back within 2 minutes of what happened. So some of that technology that was like only in the higher end ones is like catching up, but they're definitely all innovating and learning from each other, I think. And so it really, like I said, goes back to what are you trying to accomplish? Because with those different kinds of systems, there's the cost range is different, and also the amount of work that a person has to do in order to get the footage. I rambled on there, but
no, it's good. It's a lot of information. It's, yeah,
I probably missed some. I'm sure I missed something, but off the top of my head.
No, that's really good. It's my fault for not giving you questions beforehand. Now, there's technically, I feel like there's three categories you just mentioned. There is more of the total systems, which is the VOs, the Trace, the Huddles, the Pixlot, and the Replayer, right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are total systems. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the other one?
I'm not sure how you say it, but it's like Spidio or Spidio.
Spidio. Yeah. We'll call it Spidio for this case. Just like Saber and Sabre. We'll never know until we actually hear it. And you have the total package where it's all inclusive, and then it's not the total system. I think you said those are normally the lower end, but the parents are held at a higher on the hook for doing more stuff in the background.
Right.
Now, that being said, would you say the price range for the non-total systems and the total systems? I know that looking at VO, it's about $2,000 for a year. Buying your camera the first year, then it's about $1,500 to $1,200. I don't remember off the top of my head for their subscription package. And their subscription package is multiple different things, especially with the VO2 and on. The VO1 is you just upload it at that point of time. From my understanding, there's really not much of a subscription. The VO2 and up, they're coming out with the VO3 soon, if I read that the other day. They are very heavily subscription based now because you can get your analytics done for the game. I don't know if it's done by automated system or if it's an actual person going through it. Which one, if you were going to tell a parent to have the total package and they want to share it and they want to get highlights, which one would you recommend based on that? If they're playing, let's start with 4v4. Honestly, most parents don't record 4v4, but 7v7 and up, coaches are recording it, parents are recording it. Which system would you advise to go to? Would you recommend not the total system to start off with to get your feet wet and learning about it? Or if they have a budget constraint, that route? Or would you recommend just taking the jump into the total systems?
Actually, as you were talking, I was going over my notes. I did forget the solo shot. I don't know if you've seen that before, but it falls into the kind of that third category I talked about, where it's a basically it's a you it gets stored into an SD card, and a person wears like a tracker on their body somewhere, and you set it up at midfield, and it tracks that specific player. So that's another one. That one's actually been around probably the longest, actually, because it started off as, I think it started off as for like surfers maybe or something. Like they used to use it for a certain sport, or maybe it was like equestrian or something. I don't remember. And then they branched out and did lots of different sports. But excuse me, anyway, I just wanted to mention that one. That one's been around for a long time and I forgot to talk about it. But in terms of my approach when people call me and ask me, is usually I'm always a fan of starting with the least amount that you need. Right. And like you said, the younger the player and the team, the more it makes sense to start with a lower, the lowest cost. Because there's always, and when you're doing youth sports, there's every week there's another reason to write a check for something like uniform or tournament or field fees or you name it, right? And so budgets are always a question. So I would say my advice to people usually is, no matter which system you're going to use, try and start with the one that will, the minimal one that will meet your needs. But that's when it goes back to what are your needs? I think a lot of the time for me personally, it comes down to how are you going to get the best use out of the footage? Because the ones that make it the easiest to capture and to use, although those are the you're more likely to use the footage for like highlights or for coaching or whatever. So the less amount of time it takes you to get it and process it and use it and share it, like you get more out of it the less work you have to. Oh, I shouldn't say, that's not the right way to say it, but you're more likely to use it if it's more readily available. So I do, budgets are definitely a consideration, but the other side of it is, if you're going to do the work of taking the camera out to the field, setting it up, recording it, good. You want the footage. If you're a busy person and you go and you record it on the one that goes to the SD card, when you get home after the game, there's a billion things to do. Are you going to take the time to then go and copy it and upload it and process it and then share it and all those next steps? And it might be that if you're not going to do those things, then it's just going to sit in an SD card, right? And then the next time you go to record, you're going to be like, oh crap, my SD card's full. And then you got to buy another SD card. So you have to know, like, it's like a mix of like your budget and also how much kind of time you have to dedicate to it. Because, and the reason I say that is because when I started, like I was telling you, I had a DSLR, an SD card, and I put it on Google Cloud and I'd share it. And so I knew how much work it was to do all that. So when I got one of the automated systems and I started using it, I was like, this is amazing. Like, I was, and the parents loved it because the way those work is you add them into the team. And then once you, as the video parent, once you come home and you plug it in, like your job is done because it automatically uploads, automatically processes, and everyone who's part of the team already has access to it. So people aren't texting you and calling you like, hey, where's the game? How do I get to the game? What's the link? It's all integrated. And there's a cost to it, right? And so I think a lot of it comes to the person who is the coach or the director or the parent, whoever's going to be doing the work of going to the field, recording the game, uploading the footage. To me, it's worth the money to have an automated system because, especially if you have three kids, because then you're having to do that for three different teams and people are, where's the link? Where's the footage? Where's the. So it really makes things a lot easier. But that being said, like it's expensive. And so if you have to pay for all those other things. So this is like an extra thing on top of it. So if the budget isn't there, what I tell people, which if you do it as a team, it works out better because then you share the costs, right? Like if that is one of the challenges is when a parent decides I want to do this and they go and they do it themselves, then they're footing the bill. The ideal situation would be usually there's like an advocate, like a coach or a parent who's, we're going to do this. And then you get everyone else on board and say, we're going to record. This is how much it'll be per person. And then you can share the cost. Train of thought there. I don't remember what your question was. Oh, you were just saying, what's the best one? And that's a hard question to answer because it really depends on, and there are some things that are like showstoppers. Like for example, I was just in Orlando with my son for ECNL and we needed to live stream all the games to the family members that couldn't go, right? So that kind of narrows your choices because if you, not all the systems can live stream. If you know that you're going to be needing, like, or sometimes like the league you're in requires certain live streaming or something like that. So that's one thing to look at is if you there may be some needs that you have that some systems just don't do. And one thing to look at is what are the must-haves? And the other thing is how quickly do you need the footage? Because you record, like I mentioned, you record the hard drive and then it's on the hard drive. If you need to go back to the hotel, let's say you're like at a tournament and you're like, okay, we play in the morning, I want to review this footage like right afterwards. Some systems you can't do that because it sits on the hard drive, and until it gets uploaded and processed, you can't access it. Some systems, like for example, if you live streamed it, then you could go back to the hotel and you could pull it up on the TV in the lobby and you can go and do like a film review. Or some of them have it, like if it's still on the camera, you can do like instant playback or something. And so you could pull it up and watch it. So part of it has to do in terms of which ones you want to invest in, are some of those like things that you really need. Do you need to be able to get access to it right away? Do you need to live stream? So the less kind of requirements you have, the lower your budget can go, right? If you're just like, we just want a recording that we can have access to in the next week, you could go get one of these systems that's not a it's not an automated recording system. It just captures the stuff on an SD card. And you have a parent who's like happy to have time. They'll set it up, they can run it, they can take the SD cards, they can copy them, they can put them someplace, they can share them. And then it saves you a ton of money because there's no plan, there's no subscription. And so it really depends on how you're going to use it, and also what some of your requirements are in terms of must-haves, basically.
You brought a couple of points there. It is, I think we're touching on three different aspects because you talked about it as I feel like the game review is more of the coach, not so much a parent, unless it's a player that wants, that's a whole nother conversation, unless it's a player that wants to rewatch their games. I'm assuming a bunch of 6-year-olds don't want to rewatch their
Yeah.
games right away. They
Yeah.
want to go outside, kick the soccer ball instead. That being said, then if you're going back, like you were in Florida watching for ECNL, so do these systems hold more than one game then, or do they only hold one match or two matches? I know that
Right.
some systems have a limited hard drive, and I know that for 90 minutes it's roughly 2 gigabytes for low stream, and you're putting in multiple images at the same time, depending on how
Right.
many lenses there are. So you're eating up a lot of hard drive space.
Yeah. Well,
So.
less of an issue now. So like the first generation of these cameras had less space, but now like the latest version of the latest version of I think all of them, like the latest version of the VO, the Trace, the Pixelot, I don't have the Huddle. They you can store if you were gonna go to a tournament for the weekend, you had 3 or 4 games, you could record them and it would all store on the No, we did run into we did we also have a we have a rental side where people who don't have their own system can rent it for like a tournament. And we had some teams that went down to Supercopa, and they so if you keep advancing, you could play a typical tournament, maybe like three or four games, but they kept playing and they kept winning and they kept winning. And they had a this was like an old VO1, and that one had less space, and they ran out of space. But like we figured out they got we help them figure out how to go to the hotel and upload from the business center and stuff. But the newer versions of the cameras have bigger hard drives. And it's not where you do run into that is if, let's say, you're going to go do an ECNL event. So a lot of times you'll take your 07s, your 08s, and your 09s, and they all go. And so you have that's three teams, and they're each playing like 3 games. And so then if you're getting into that and you have 9 games, then you could start running out of space. And so that's why what I do is I tech actually take along a hotspot. And then, because, and I made some videos on how to do this, but some of the systems you can't upload wirelessly. You have to use like a bridge. And I put some videos out there on how to do that from your hotel room. Some of them are wireless, so you can just go right through the hotspot. But what I do is I bring along a hotspot. And then for situations like that, if you're going to have a whole bunch of games, then you can go back to your hotel or anywhere, whatever. You don't have to be your hotel, just wherever you can plug it in and then upload them during the course of the weekend. So even if you just are uploading one a day or whatever, you're clearing them off the system until you have space. But yeah, in general, the camera they've accommodated that, so they've made bigger hard drives. And then if you live stream, the live stream ones don't; those are usually still like in the cloud, so those are on your camera, so you can access those. Those don't take up space. And then now that is one of the nice things about the systems that aren't the kind of the total automated systems is that those ones. you use an SD card. So you, as long as you can bring as many SD cards as you like. But the downside of these other systems is that you're limited to the space on the hard drive. The upside is you don't have to like mess with SD card, but you are limited. So the Pixfer Team and the Solo Shot, Seeth Play, Action Stitch, if you have a lot of SD cards, you can just keep swapping them out. And so you have to make sure you keep track of which one is which, because some of them put one into both sides, and so you have to make sure this is the left, this is the right for game one, this is game two, right? You have to make sure you keep track of all that stuff. But and that used to be a bigger deal, like when those cameras first came out, people were upset that you couldn't, there was no SD card slot where you could just easily add more space. But now that they have bigger hard drives, it's not, I don't think, I'm sure it is for, it could be a challenge. Like if you're doing a tournament, if you're hosting a tournament and you have on a field and you're recording from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. or something, right? You're going
You
to
need
fill it
multiple
up. And
cameras, yeah.
yeah, you'd have to have. And we do that. Like we work with people that do events and they have one, but we'll send them a few extra cameras for that event because they just need, for the weekend, they need a few extras. And then, so all one is recording, the other one is like charging and uploading, and then they'll swap them out every now and then.
Now, does it take a long time to upload the imaging up to the net? I know it's based on the homeowner or the parents or the family's internet speed because that dictates how fast your upload speed is, but generic user, is it going to be hours to upload, or is it for a match, or is it just
Yeah, it's
time?
not minutes. No, it's not minutes. Like we have Google Fiber here, and so it goes pretty fast. But it's, the challenge is if your home internet isn't that fast, or if you're on the road, like if you're in a hotel room, because you can't really. Sometimes you can get lucky and you're able to use the hotel Wi-Fi, but it's hit or miss. We've had tournaments in the past where like I'd go to the business center and I'd go take the camera and I'd open the cupboards underneath the computers and I'd plug it in under there and close the door and go to dinner and leave it uploading all night kind of thing. But it's not minutes. It might take, I think I need to actually do a test on that, a recent current test, but Google Fiber is how long it takes. But they're pretty fast on fiber, but if you could expect it maybe to take a few hours sometimes to do a game, depending on your internet speed. And there's usually two parts of it too. There's the upload and there's the processing. And so part of it is the upload, which gets it into the cloud, and then each system has their own jobs that run that process it. And so there's two parts: there's the upload and there's the processing. And I think this will happen less over time, but a lot of the times in the past, you've been able to tell the systems are usually pretty loaded, like on Saturday and Sunday evening, because everyone's uploading all their stuff. And so, like on a weekday, it might be faster to process, but on the weekend, it can take longer. I think that will like. Over time, that will become less of a challenge as the different companies figure that out. But it definitely has been in the past, and it's yeah. There's nothing like where it's uploaded in just a matter of minutes. Now they are making strides towards that. Like I know, like Huddle and Veo, they have data connectivity, and so it can be uploading. Like as soon as the game stops recording, it can start uploading. I think the Huddle one even is set up to where it might even upload like as you're recording it, maybe, so it's re available more quickly. But I don't have one yet, so I haven't tested that out.
Now, I find them all fascinating because each one does something unique. And sometimes they work great, sometimes they don't. I shared with you, I remember watching a match and the ball was following the player that had white cleats and not the soccer ball. And I found it comical because as much as the technology is so smart, at the same time, it struggles when something similar color or size from a distance is moving. Do you think as these all-in-one systems come on, do you think there'll be a point where they will hit that pinnacle point? Like I'll use computers. Computers hit a point where they were thousands and thousands of dollars for the home user to get. Then the market became more and more competitive. Do you think the trend will be the same way with these all-in-one systems? Because more and more people are coming out with it, with AI changing the direction of things. Do you think the systems will come down in price, or do you think they'll plateau? This is a very, for parents to understand, stepping into the next phase of things.
Right.
Speaking of cost, or are you having no opinion on it?
What I would like to see is some of these companies really pushing the, they're innovating. Like they're coming out with new, features and new stuff all the time. And what I would like to see would be for that to continue. And those products, the price won't come down on because they're going to be continually adding, right, like more and more functionality, like almost like for the power users. But what I think would be cool would be if those companies then came out with like a mini, right? I don't know that they will do this, but I would like this if there was like the different versions. And so there was the one version that was more the top of the line, does all this stuff, has everything. And then they have another version that's like the, I don't know what you call it, but like the starter version or something, or the mini or something that has, that maybe it's not as powerful. Maybe, like it doesn't need a live stream. It doesn't need to do all the things. It doesn't need to have all the capabilities. But like you said, it'd be a lower price point. So if you're the cool thing about that, I think, would be as a club or as a parent, you'll be part of their ecosystem. So Apple has, like, you have the Apple Watch, you have the phone, you have the tab, you have all these things. So if they had the one camera that was maybe there was a high end one, and oh, the university can use this, and like the ECNL teams can use this. And then you maybe be like, okay, what about our Rec 3v3? Like, they don't need that, right? That would be cool. But if you had a mini that you could use, it was all integrated. So it all still uploaded. But when you logged in, it was part of the same club or part of the same organization. And that way players can then take that through. You could have footage in the system when you're 8 or whatever, and you get used to the system and how it works and everything. And then as you got older, then you could still be familiar with whatever the system was and how to use it, and the parents would know it. And then the higher end cameras would just provide more capability. Now, I know I say that because I don't have, it's easy for me to say that because I don't have any, I'm sure that's cost in terms of the cost. And then, because then you have to support different versions and you have to, there's a lot that goes into that. And because you see that now, like some of these camera companies have been around for a while and they've been doing fixed systems, right? So they already have the really high end, like really expensive ones that are fixed in the, at the field or in the gym or whatever. And those ones do cost a lot more and they are more sophisticated. And now some of those companies are like, for example, like Pixelot has fixed ones, but now they come out with the Air, so they're doing mobile. Puddle has the fixed ones, they're coming out with the mobile. So they already have that. And now they're trying to get mobile. You might see like some of the other companies, I'm not saying that they will, some of the companies are just mobile. They may, I think mobile is still great. There's still like a ton of room to grow because a lot of the companies are making, or some of the companies are making it to where you can work with multiple sports. But I guess what I'm saying is they can keep innovating those cameras and making them do more, but still, maybe it would be nice if they have an entry level one. Or alternatively, there's going to be just like startups that come around that see a need and they're saying like the one in England, the camera pan one, like their market is like, and they say like grassroots teams, just like basically young teams that don't have a lot of budget. They don't want to have a subscription. They don't have a plan. And so I'm sure that either the existing companies will add multiple lines or new companies will come in that try and fill some of those needs that the teams that aren't having their needs met, basically, right?
I think a lot of teams, especially, I look here in the Metroplex, I keep on saying there's over 60-something teams, club teams here, plus 50 to 60 associations in the Metroplex. I don't think people realize how big the DFW area is in Texas. I always tell people, think of the state of Connecticut, and it's still bigger than the state of Connecticut, the Metroplex.
There's a lot of soccer going on.
And there's a lot of soccer here, and there's a lot of small clubs. That are struggling to get the video and start struggling with it. And I think this is something that is a huge part for clubs that are bigger, having the capability to record games, to record as a selling point, is big because parents do want to be able to rewatch their kids play. Even if they never watch it, the option's there. If they want to share a game with their family, they can share a game with their family. It's always nice when we get a highlight reel from a game of Landon's, and I can go send the link to my brother who played soccer in high school, or my mom or my mother-in-law, and they can watch Landon play a little bit of his games because we don't have any family here in Texas. So to me, like, my big thing would be sharing it with family, not so much right now because he's only 10 and my daughter's 6. So it's not like we need to have recruiting videos now
Sure.
or a highlight reel for social media because he's not doing it. Might get recruited to a better team, but doesn't mean it's the purpose of having it.
Hey everyone, I hope you all have enjoyed this week's episode with Ben. Ben is a lot of fun to talk to. He has a lot of knowledge he shared in this episode. I hope you all have enjoyed it. I hope you guys will appreciate what he has said. Next week, we'll finish up the interview and everything else he has to share. So stay tuned until next week's episode. I will apologize for cutting it kind of abruptly because that's kind of my method lately. Not a good transition point, but it is what it is, and I'm sorry about that. Hey everyone, if you guys have enjoyed this podcast, have enjoyed what I've been trying to do, the messages that I'm putting out there, please give me some ratings, some stars on all the podcast sites that you listen to this on. Give me a review, share this, share with others. The more I can make this grow, the more I can continue doing this. I'm really trying to make a difference in our soccer community. So I hope you guys have enjoyed all this. And until next time, I'll see you at the pitch.